Well, I know what you're thinking. You see me up here and you're saying that, well, there's the very image of a man's man, a paragon of virility and masculine strength. Guilty as charged. But I've got a confession to make. I am one of a surprisingly large number of Minnesota men who carry a shameful secret that they never speak of. Something so mortifying that most of us won't even admit it to our closest friends. But to make life better for others, to speak truth to an issue that affects tens of thousands of rural men every year, I am willing to reveal this indignity. Here it is. I don't have a tow hitch. That's right. If you look under the bumper on my vehicle, there's just nothing there. Now, I know you're saying, hey, so you don't have a 2-inch receiver hitch, so you can't tow a big camper, but you can at least hook up a small trailer with your 1.25-inch hitch, right? Let me stop you right there. I don't even have an 1.25-inch hitch. No hitch at all. To repeat, not having a tow hitch means I can't pull anything. I can't pull a trailer, a camper. I can't even attach one of those little bike racks. So if I want to bring my lawnmower in for service, I have to ask my father-in-law to use his pickup truck. If I go to a garage sale and pick up a dresser, I have to fold the seats down on my minivan. If I need lumber, I have to pay the store $50 to deliver it to my house. Now, that's $50 I could have spent on more lumber. Now, I don't normally buy lumber. 100% of the lumber I've bought in the last 5 years have been for middle school science projects. But in northern Minnesota, an explanation like that sounds like the same thing as a bad case of tinnitus. Like, what if you need lumber? For a deck? Or a shed? I don't have a tow hitch. That means we have to get several more items out of the way. How do I haul my snowmobiles? I don't have snowmobiles. How do I haul my ice house? I don't have an ice house, not even a portable. I own a plastic bucket that fits in the back of the Toyota. But to be clear, I've never sat on it to catch fish, nor have I ever placed fish inside of it. What do I do when I want to use an entire flatbed trailer to haul one bin of trash to the dump? Well, I don't do that. This brings us to the final question. Well, Aaron, you could just pay the $300 to put a receiver tube and ball hitch suitable for all of the uses described so far. Yes, that's true, but that's not what a tow hitch really costs. You get the hitch, then you have to get the trailer. You get the trailer, you need the registration, might as well get a side-by-side to go on that trailer, more registration fees, and now you need a ramp. By the time you realize the trailer you bought is too small, so you need to get a bigger trailer. But you can't pull a trailer like that with just an old SUV. You got to get a truck. And then you think about a camper, a big one, if you want to take the whole family. Well, I don't have to tell you that this can end with a Mack truck pulling a fifth wheel that costs more than my first house. No, $300 can go for a lot of other worthy causes. Shoes for the children, side salads, haircuts, milk. These are not exciting purchases, but they are sensible. This is the Great Northern Radio Show. My name is Aaron Brown, and I don't have a tow hitch. And that's okay. Okay. I'm glad I got that off my chest.